Here we go again. I'm Donald Helm and I'm diving into the hot box again for just about an hour of the best in jazz that I can get my hands on. And this time around it's all new or sort of new. I say sort of because I'm including at least one recording that was released over a year ago but which for some reason has never been hotboxed before. And we'll start with that one, the remarkable singer Samara Joy, who has got just about everybody talking. A modern but traditional singer in jazz, a wonderful voice, and undoubtedly a rosy career ahead of her.
Can't get out of this mood. Can't get over this feeling, just can't get out of this mood. Last night your lips were too appealing, and the thrill should have been all gone by today. In the usual way, but it's only your arms I'm out of. Can't get out of this dream. What a fool to dream of you. 'Twasn't part of my scheme to sigh and tell you that I love you. But I'm saying it and I'm playing it dumb. Can't get out of this mood. Heartbreak, here I come. Over this feeling, just can't get out of this mood. Last night your lips were too appealing, and the thrill should have been all gone by today. In the usual way, but it's only your arms I'm out of. Can't get out of this dream. What a fool dream of you. 'Twasn't part of my scheme to sigh and tell you that I love you. But I'm saying it and I'm playing it dumb. Can't get out of this mood. Heartbreak, here I come. Thank you.
Samara Joy there, getting us off to a great start. Real name, Samara Joy McClendon. And she's just 23 years old. She's from the Bronx in New York, and now she's in demand all over the world. I checked on her schedule, and it's complete right the way up to, I think, November of this year. She's the real deal, isn't she? And we'll check some more from her later on. That's from her most recent album, which is about a year old, and it's called Linger a While. So for the rest of the Hot Box, what have we got? Well, we got some amazing big band music from Darcy James Argue. We've got some big band music from Chuck Owen and the WDR Big Band, some Basie alumni from way back when, a new album from Irish songstress Stella Bass, a lovely album actually, and we've got a very exciting arrival of another re-release from the treasure chest of recordings by Lewis Stewart on the revitalised Livia label. So let's start. Let's start with Chuck Owen and the WDR. This is called Knife Edge.
Thank you.
That was the marvellous German big band, the WDR big band, which is based in Cologne, with the composer-arranger Chuck Owens' piece, which he called Knife Edge. That's from their quite new album called Renderings. You heard Paul Heller on the tenor, Andy Hederer on the trumpet, and Hans Decker was the drummer. It's a 17-piece band in the conventional big band format, if I can call it that, recorded in 2021 and released the following year. Brilliant recording, as is this next one. Yes, a gem from the Lewis Stewart archive. And the album title is kind of self-explanatory, Louis the First. To say this is a loving re-release may be understating it, really, because it's the most complete and fascinating album, with a previously unheard track indeed that we'll hear in just a few moments. And it's very well put together. The whole booklet is very explanatory. It gives a lot of background of the Irish jazz scene in those days. Tons of detail about Louis and all his compatriots. This recording was made in 1975. I must admit I had already become a Louis fan before, which kind of gives my age away. Here's a taster anyway. Thank you. Footprints, written by Wayne Shorter, a fine, wonderful piece and a fine rendition there, recorded in 1975 by the Lewis Stewart Trio, which consisted of Lewis Stewart, of course, on guitar. John Wadham was the drummer and Martin Walsh was the bass player. A nice example, actually, of the playing of those two, who were absolutely wonderful musicians. I guess the track wasn't included originally because somehow the end didn't work properly, did it? But it was fine for me, but as many people will know, Louis was a total stickler and a perfectionist, so he obviously didn't like something. So we can just enjoy the fact that it is actually exists. The album is called Louis the First, as I said, and it's on sale in the next few weeks.
You dance every dance with the same fortunate gal. You have danced with her since the music began. Won't you change partners and dance with me? Must you dance quite so close with your lips touching her face? Can't you see I'm longing to be in her place? Won't you change partners and dance with me? Could you sit this one out, and while you're alone, I'll tell the waiter to tell her she's wanted on the telephone. You've been locked in her arms ever since heaven knows when. Won't you change? on the telephone. You've been locked in her arms ever since, heaven knows when. Won't you change partners and then you may never want to change, never want to change, never want to change partners again, change partners again.
Yeah, the gorgeous Stella Bass from her new album, which is called Look for the Silver Lining. Stella sang that song, written by Irving Berlin, with Johnny Taylor on the piano, Barry Donahue on the bass, and Dominic Mullen drums. That's her usual trio, plus Michael Buckley on tenor. It's a really lovely album, as you'd expect from Stella. And let's face it, we've been waiting for her to do some more recording for quite a while. She decided to use mostly the American songbook and give the whole album a feeling, a sort of late night cabaret club feeling, which for me is spot on. We'll set up another track a little later on, but stand by now for a complete change of everything. Arguably the most daring of the big aggregations that still manages to stay in touch with a mainstream audience, Darcy James, Argue, and his band The Secret Society.
Thank you.
marvellous stuff, Dimaxion, or Dimaxion, I don't know how you pronounce it, from Darcy James Argue's most recent album, double album in fact. It's called Dynamic Maximum Tension. There's only one soloist on that, it was Carl Maraghi on the baritone, as you heard, and the track is dedicated to the architect, the late architect Buckminster Fuller, in case you'd like to know. The album is just chock full of surprises, chock full of amazing players and equally amazing arrangements. So amazing, in fact, that right away I'm going to move on to From the First. That was the first piece on disc one, and we'll move to the last piece on disc two. And this one features a guest appearance of the famous singer Cecile McLaurin-Salvant. It's called May West Advice, and you'll also hear the great Ingrid Jensen on the trumpet.
A bed, be delectable, collectible, a decent debacle, décolleté. Don't conceal acne, do be bold and be toned. An octane blonde co-ed, be colonel, not cadet. Concede, not autodoc, data cad and canoodle. Be a clot on a cot, don't lean on a deacon. Be adult, a clone. Don't bet on a needin. Don't loot, don't loan. Deb, cocoa label, be ocelot, be lancet, be candled and cabled, cancelled, debated, booed at to boot. Elect to be tall, don't tear, eat local, be odid, caboodled, be beacon.
be colonel, not cadet. Concede, not at a dock. Date a cab and canoodle. Be a clot on a cot. Don't lean on a deacon. Be adult, a clone. Don't bet on an Eden. Don't loot, don't loan. Be Belle and Ball too. A Deb, Coco label. Be Ocelot, be Lancet. Be Candleton Cable. Canceled, debated. Booed at to boot. Elect to be tall. Don't tan. Eat local. Be Oded, caboodled. Be Beacon and Lect. Don't be a noodle. Be cool and collect.
Yeah. Cecile McLaurin-Salvin there with Darcy James Argue's Secret Society from their fine double album, which is called Dynamic Maximum Tension. Lyrics by the poet Paisley Rekdal on that one, and the poet, as you probably gathered, was dedicated to Mae West. It's a great album. It's stuffed with good things from top to bottom. I must admit I wasn't sure about Darcy James Argue when I first came across him years ago, but I am now. Well, as regular listeners will know, quite like jolting contrasts, and there's one coming up. The title, Fabric Club in Hamburg, in 1981, Count Basie was still alive but in very poor health, and a nine-piece band was put together consisting of Basie players from across the years, and they went out on tour. So this is Live at Fabric, Volume 1. It's just been issued on the NDR label. And so here's a sample for you. You'll get the Basie vibe pretty quickly. And I'll tell you the band members when we've heard them play.
Thank you. very much.
And you heard solos from pretty much the entire band, I think. Harry Sweets, Edison, and Joe Newman on trumpets. A nice trombone solo there from Benny Powell. Marshall Royals, light as a feather, alto sax. Buddy Tate and Billy Mitchell on tenor saxophones. Nat Pierce is the piano player. John Hurd was the bass player, and Gus Johnson on the drums. And if you're any kind of Basie fan, you'll know that that was called Shiny Stockings, written by another Basie alumna, Frank Foster. Also a sax player, of course. The Basie All-Stars, live at Fabric, Volume 1. Thank you. No prizes for guessing who that was. Bluesology from the Louis Stewart Trio. Louis, Martin Walsh on bass, a long bass solo there, and John Wadham, the drummer, from the super new release package from many years ago, Louis I on Livia Records. And as promised, we'll check out another piece from Stella Bass's new album, which, just to remind you, is called Look for the Silver Lining. It's on her own label, and I guess you could find out more about it and about acquiring it at stellabass.com. So we'll let Stella play us out of the 117th version of the Hotbox, and I'll just remind you to stay tuned, and the 118th box will be along in a couple of weeks. So here's Stella, and if you have been, thanks for listening.
Now you may join the Elks, my friend, and I may join the Shriners, and other people carry cards as members of the Diners. Still others wear a golden key or small Greek letter pin. But I have learned there's one great club that all of us are in. I believe in you. I believe in you. You have the cool, clear eyes of a seeker of wisdom and truth. Yet there's that upturned chin and the grin of impetuous youth. I believe in you. I believe in you. I hear the sound of good, solid judgment whenever you talk. Yet there's the bold, brave spring of the tiger that quickens your walk. And truth. Yet there's that slam, bang, tang, reminiscent of Jennifer Moon. Thank you. a gin and vermouth.